50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Beast of the Planet is Friday!
Yes, it's Friday. The weekend is finally here.
Salute to all the vaginal scammers just getting up, about to do the walk of shame in an hour or so. You know what I mean? They should have left already, by the way.
You know, some of those kids are only 18 years old.
And what's that mean? They got a penis, don't they?
They young, man.
And that's the whole point of vaginal scammers.
They too young.
When you 26, 27 and you vaginal scamming, that's exactly the type of prey you want. 18 years old, young,
that's
dumb, and a bank account
young.
Full of money.
18 years old. Some of these kids were, well, I think three of the top kids were freshmen.
That's
they were 18,
the point.
19 years old.
Didn't you
young.
Go, Envy?
I didn't go to the draft. I didn't make
okay.
it.
Okay, shout out to Cheddar. He checked in with me from there. He said it actually is pretty bad.
As far as what?
As far as the women there trying to...
Oh, vaginal yeah, scamming, duh. That.
I've never been to the draft, so I don't know what goes on.
That's the kind of women. That's the kind of guys they want. They're 18 years old. They're young. They ain't never really been with too many bad chicks. So you get your makeup done, you get your hair done, put on a nice outfit, look like a nine, and you go out there and you vaginal scam
See
people.
What you could come up with.
That's it. Mm. That's it.
Now,
that's
I still it. Haven't gone to sleep.
What you been doing?
Well, I had to go host a party in Philly last night.
Oh, we'll get that
that's
money.
About a two-hour drive. So I drove out there. I got there at 12:30.
Oh, you was working last night?
Yeah.
That's a strip club, right?
Yeah, it was
How
at
much
a strip
money
club.
You made?
I didn't strip.
Oh.
But shout out to War Child. It was his birthday. So I went out there to host his birthday party. And then I drove back. And I haven't slept yet.
And I'm glad you didn't strip, because we all know stripping is not a lucrative business anymore.
Bartending.
Okay, bartending is where it's at. Sorry to all the strippers out there. Y'all like middle wage right now. Mm. Middle class citizens. Not even that. Some of them living below the poverty line.
Oh, stop it. Hey, some of them are doing all right out there. All right, well, let's get the show cracking now. Wiz Khalifa will be joining us this morning. We'll kick it with Wiz.
Oh, Wiz going to bring some Khalifa Kush for his good old Uncle Charlamagne. My cataract's acting up. My born day next week. I need a little something from my joints.
Okay.
Need a joint from my joints.
Well, good
front
for you.
And we got front page news.
Yes, we'll talk about the Disney beaches. They have finally reopened. We'll give you an update on what happened.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get some front page news. Now, last night was the draft, the NBA draft. The top three picks, the Sixers took Simmons. We knew that already. The Lakers took Brandon, and the Celtics took Jaylen Brown.
And the vaginal scammers freshmen. And the vaginal scammers picked what they could get. They took what they could get in this year's draft.
Okay.
Now, I saw that woman that you posted the picture of. What's her name again?
Oh, Get It Rose, a.k.a. the one that was lusting after Steph Curry.
She didn't even stay for the draft. She left. She had posted yesterday afternoon. She was catching her flight back home.
Where? To L.A. to go to the BET Awards? Huh?
I guess she had some type of hosting in Philly, and then she had a photo shoot in New York.
What the hell would she be?
I'm just looking at what she said.
I can't stand you promoters who book people like that, man. Just because she was in the stands lusting after Steph Curry, now you give her a couple thousand dollars to come host a party?
It's not that. It's the fact that they have a bunch of followers. These people probably have more followers than people who are actually celebrities. She might have 2 million followers.
Yeah, but you
so they use
be
that
a
celebrity to give them a quick stack, a quick 1500, and
you gotta
use
be
that.
A real idiot to want to go see her. To her be the draw.
Two million people plus are probably following her.
I doubt it.
Wiz Khalifa used her as the cover for a single.
Check right fast. Let him check right fast.
Check real quick. Hold on.
Let's see how many followers she has.
I'm sure she got a rack of followers. You don't know her name?
I
don't
know. I think it's Get It_Rose. Hold on. It is. She got 256,000 followers.
I was wrong. But that's still a lot of followers for a regular person.
Yeah, but that ain't enough to be giving nobody 1,500, 2,000 to host a party.
I guess you're right. All right, now let's talk about these Disney beaches reopening.
Yes, the state believes they have caught the killer gator. And the beaches are now going to include signs and temporary barriers to further promote safety at the resorts as they work on permanent long-term solutions. So I see the sign. It says, danger, alligators, and snakes in area. Stay away from the water. So they did, they believe they have caught the alligator that was responsible.
And I just want to tell people out there, you know, Orlando is still a great place to visit, still a great family place.
Who said it wasn't?
And I'm just going to explain people, because now you can actually go, if you look for a plane ticket, it's really cheap to go to Orlando. No, I'm serious. It's like $250 for a ticket right now. Usually it's like $400 or $500. It's like $250. So if you were planning to take your kids or your family to Disney World or to Orlando, now is the time to buy the
ticket. Shout out to my guy Wayne. He's actually in Disney World right now with his family.
I love Orlando. My aunt lives in Orlando. My mom's sister. So I mean, I
still haven't been to Disney
World,
but now I will be in Orlando in a couple of weeks.
If you're a fella, this is the time to take you to Orlando. The tickets are only $250 for an airplane flight. You can take it right now for cheap.
I mean, let's be clear. A lot of the occurrences that have been happening in Orlando have been very random.
Right.
Okay. That is not the norm at all. From the post nightclub shooting to Christina Grime getting shot at the autograph signing to the Gator eating, drowning the little boy. That's not normal behavior. That's not normal for anywhere.
Nowhere. Mm-mm. Okay. Now let's talk about what's going on in the UK.
I was trying to figure this out yesterday because
I'm still
clearly
trying to figure it out.
This is a huge story, but the United Kingdom has voted to leave the European Union, and that has triggered the resignation of the British Prime Minister, David Cameron. This has obviously caused the stock market to go reeling right now, and across the globe, the stock markets have collapsed in the wake of this. The British pound fell by a record amount. It fell to its lowest point in 31 years, and stock market futures in the United States predict that the Dow Jones would open nearly 700 points lower.
Yeah, it will. It'll take place in the next 3 months. Now, if you're in the stocks, this is where you would ask somebody what you should possibly invest in, because the stocks will be dropping today in the next couple of days. It will go back up. They said it will bounce back.
Yeah,
same
they're
thing
telling
with
you to
the overseas market.
Don't panic.
Yeah, they said don't panic. Everything will be okay. They said the banks are secure. Your money will be fine. But they say it'll bounce back in the next couple of weeks. But if you have a little extra money to play with, this is where you might want to put some money into a stock.
While the stocks are down.
Well, listen, I'm American, and I'm selfish. Mm-hmm. So how exactly does that, what's going on in the UK, affect us directly?
Well, some of those stocks in the stock market are over in the UK or UK bound, so they will drop today in the next couple of days. But they're saying it'll bounce back. It shouldn't be a problem. But if you have a little extra money, this is where you try to find that stock that's down. You put some money in it and you make a little dollar.
Well, I ain't got no extra money, but I know who do got extra money. Get it _ Rose, because you didn't tell me, Yee, that she posted on Twitter, I told y'all I was going shopping tonight. Gotta love Pristine Jewelers. Thanks so much. Now back to the Bay. Hashtag Rolex. Hashtag day date. Hashtag presidential. Hashtag look at the flick at the wrist.
Okay, let me see that.
New York during draft week and got off a good vaginal scam and got her a presidential Rolex.
Got some diamonds.
Drop one of Clues bombs for that young lady.
It's yellow gold with diamonds.
That girl, get it, Rose, went from the stands lusting after Steph Curry to being here in New York doing NBA draft week vaginal scamming and left with a presidential Rolex.
She flew JetBlue too. She got her little diamonds and gold.
Probably a Mosaic customer.
She got a whole video opening up.
She probably a little Mosaic customer on JetBlue. Okay, get it, Rose.
Okay.
I see you.
All right.
I can appreciate how she has turned something that could have been potentially negative into her hosting parties.
Okay, stop it. Stop it. That's, all right. Okay, enough.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Tell them what you
mean. And by the way, she hosted at Club Onyx.
Yeah, in Philly.
Which is a strip club, and she was on the pole. She's right here on the pole.
You was there last night, too, right?
No, I was at Vanity Grand.
Oh. She's on the pole, half-naked, drinking a bottle of champagne. So let's not applaud to come up too much.
She's working.
All right.
800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe had a bad morning. Whatever it may be, call us right now. 800-585-1051. And don't forget, Wiz Khalifa will be joining us next hour. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
What up? It's Nate.
Hey, tell them why you mad, bro.
What's up, man? Shout out to y'all. Y'all the realest. But anyway, I'm mad, right? Because I was in the store yesterday, man. I seen this big fat dude, man. He's like 6'5", 300 pounds. He came in dressed as a woman. That's his thing. I'm mad at that. I'm mad because they're about to pass a law to let these dudes walk into a female bathroom. And I got a daughter.
You just got out, bro? How long you was locked up? You was locked up for the past 120 days?
Nah. I've been mad about it for a minute. It's just,
seen it yesterday.
So you would rather a man dressed as a woman use a men's bathroom?
They can make their own bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Like, why put that on the, that's their decision? I'm angry about the way this country's headed in general and these dumb laws they're passing. You know what I'm saying?
People do what they feel like doing and what they feel they were born to be.
It's called freedom.
Hello, who's this?
This is Bay from Detroit. Hey, fam.
Bay, what up, Bay? What up,
bro? What's up, Bay?
What's going on? What's going on? I'm mad because I tried to call and discussing the Rihanna and LeBron James Instagram pictures.
You don't count, Bay, because your name is Bay.
Now I'm supposed to be the number one to talk on it, Charlamagne, because my name, Bay. What you mean?
All right, talk to me. What you think? Why we don't slut shame Rihanna?
I do. That's just totally out of line. I come from parents. My parents were married. Like, you know, I come from old school, and, like, that's something that you have to respect. Like, that's no boyfriend-girlfriend thing, and she was totally out of line. Totally.
I agree with you,
Mom. I don't care if her and LeBron James' wife is cool or not. That's just something you don't do. She's a self-proclaimed hoe. So how could you be a self-proclaimed hoe and then go out and go after somebody's husband?
Now, hold on. When does she call herself a hoe?
She don't call herself a hoe. She calls herself a savage.
Now, come on now, Charlamagne, please.
I'm with you. Savage is just a fly way of saying you a hoe.
Hello, who's this?
Stop.
Hey, tell them why you mad.
I lost a couple of pounds, man. I lost about 30 pounds. I want y'all
congrats.
To see on this.
That's more than a couple,
man,
bro.
Listen. Yeah, I know, right? But listen, and I was ready, you know, it's time to go to the beach and stuff. But now it's like the right side of my chest is a little bit bigger than the other side.
What the hell?
So
what
you're lopsided.
Yeah, so I don't know what to do with that. What I got to do, push-ups with one arm or something?
One-arm push-ups.
What you been doing, one-arm push-ups?
No, I'm saying, is that what I got to do? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe how did that even happen?
Yeah, maybe you got something else wrong, bro. Yeah, maybe you need to go see a doctor, man. Yeah. Maybe you got a tumor.
I don't put that on.
I ain't got no tumor, man.
You don't know that.
How you going to say that, Charlamagne?
I'm just saying.
That's not nice.
I'm just saying. Go get it checked out. Something ain't right if one side of your chest is swollen and the other one ain't.
You know the bad thing about it? Now, all day long, one side's going to be hurting. He really going to think he has a tumor because you put that out there in the
atmosphere. Well, take his ass to the doctor.
My goodness. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Tory Lanez with Say It. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I'm just out here watching all the events of this morning.
I love waking up
in the morning. You see, like, whatever's going on in the UK. But then, you know, more importantly, you see Tiger post a picture of Kylie Jenner in his bed, and he put "They Always Come Back." Drop one of Clues bombs for the young OG Tiger. I love to see the young OGs rumble.
So they back.
I don't know if they back, but it looks good.
Isn't she in Party Next Door's new video, too?
That don't count, though, because he dating somebody else.
Is he?
I don't know. I saw that somewhere. Kalani. No, not Kalani. Who he dating?
You tell him, girl. I don't know.
I don't know.
Who gives a damn? All I know is that Tiger got Kylie in his bed this morning, and he put "They Always Come Back." I love to see the pimping.
My goodness.
Okay?
My goodness.
Tiger needed it, especially after that whack-ass record he put out last week.
You know, people actually like that record.
Yeah, because it sounded like Controller. So
hey, no, people been requesting the record.
Ain't nobody request that damn record.
Yeah, you have.
I heard y'all ain't gonna fool me with that one, okay? Ain't nobody requesting that damn record, okay?
No, people are.
Stop
absolutely.
It.
Well, when we, you know, next hour, Wiz Khalifa will be joining us.
Wiz Khalifa. Always like when Wiz comes because he always brings some of that good Khalifa Kush for good old Uncle Charlotte.
You've been begging for this Wiz Khalifa Kush for the last 2 days, man.
Wiz is pretty fun, too. I love when he comes through.
I've smoked Khalifa Kush a couple times in my life, and I don't even smoke.
Mm. I have, too, and it wasn't good.
But if you're going to smoke weed, that's the weed to smoke.
I mean, it was good, but it wasn't good, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know what
when
you're
I
saying.
When I smoked, good it was good. Great. But I couldn't feel my limbs.
That's good. That's perfect.
And my birthday next week. I need a little party favor to hand out to people.
No, I got you a little party favor.
Boy, shut up.
Hey, now.
All right. All right, when we come back, we got the room machine. What are we talking about?
Yes, we're going to talk about Fat Joe and Big Pun's widow. They have reached a settlement. We'll tell you what we know about that. Also, we will discuss Chris Brown. He was having some issues.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, things are getting a little shaky for Chris Brown. Now he is being sued. Now the man who is suing him is Mike G. Mike G says he was hired in 2012 to change Chris Brown's image, get him out of debt, get him off drugs. He said he did what he was supposed to do. But then things got bad last month. He says that Chris Brown attacked him with repeated punches to the face and neck, and he ended up in the emergency room. He said instead of Chris Brown being remorseful, he then started making fun of Mike G on social media and bragging to friends about beating him up. He said that Chris Brown's rage was drug-fueled, and he did mention concern for retaliation from Chris Brown's gang member friends. Now, Chris Brown has responded to this lawsuit. Here's what he said on Instagram.
Is getting mad and filing lawsuits because I fired them because they're stealing money. So you're mad because you're no longer existent. It's all right. I'm gonna keep pushing. I'm not finna entertain this petty shit. Cause don't nobody come out clean in the shit throwing contest. And I could throw a big piece of shit. I'm talking about elephant shit mixed with donkey shit. Might even be a little bit of rabbit pebbles. So we're not gonna play these games. I'm gonna keep getting this money.
By the way, if you were hired to help Chris Brown's image in 2012, you did a terrible job. Okay. Horrible job. That's nothing to brag about. So you don't deserve anything.
Right. I don't know what's going on with that situation, but I'm sure at some point we'll find out more. All right. Now, Party Next Door put out his new video for Come and See Me. And that was yesterday with Kylie playing his love interest. Other cameos. Big Sean is in it. Jhené Aiko is in it. And, of course, he had Kylie's lip kit in there as well. Well, interestingly enough, Tyga posted a picture on Instagram.
Tyga shot from half court. And
about 40 minutes ago. Now, if you have Revolt TV, you can see that picture. And it's a picture of Kylie Jenner sitting on the bed. And he put, they always come back.
Drop one of Clue Bombs for Tyga, damn it, okay?
He playing.
I slander when it's time to slander, but I give respect when it's time to give respect.
He playing.
Tyga shot a shot from 40 feet out, Steph Curry style, and it went in at the buzzer. And he's got his girl back.
It's just interesting. As soon as Party Next Door's video premieres, then the very next day, Tyga puts out that picture.
Now you really got to go ahead and clinch the series by getting her pregnant, Tyga.
Whoa.
All right.
All right. Cops are looking for Sinead O'Connor. Someone in her family told them that she is threatening to kill herself. You know Sinead O'Connor. Mm-mm. Nothing compares to you. She's the one that was talking about Prince and how he didn't want her to curse anymore because she was singing one of his songs after he passed away. She brought up that conversation that she had with Prince. And she's also the one that said that Arsenio Hall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Drugged her or something like that.
Drugged her.
Isn't this like the second time she went missing, saying that she was going to commit suicide?
She had a suicide attempt previously. She's been struggling with depression lately. So now she was reported missing last time. And friends found her at a hotel in Chicago. Right now, they are still looking for her. They did spot somebody who looked like her, somebody that fit her profile. And it wasn't her. They said she's planning to jump off a bridge in the Chicago area. So if anybody sees something, of course, call the police.
Well, if she's dealing with depression, I hope she gets the help she needs. But she's a little older, right?
Yes.
A lot older.
Yeah, when you get to that age, man, just ride it out. You don't need to be talking about killing yourself. You ain't got much time left anyway.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
You all get old.
That's true.
All right.
And I'm going to ride it out when I get to that age. I'm not going to wait to get that old and then say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and kill myself.
Well, she struggles with depression, so you can't
understand
what that feels like.
But, you know.
All right.
Get to a certain age, I'm here to stay. Well, right. Until as long as the earth will have me.
You make it right. All right. Yeah. Well, let's lighten it up a little bit. When we come back, Wiz Khalifa will be joining us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll kick it with Wiz Khalifa about his new project, his new album, his new tour. His
Khalifa Kush that he needs to bring up Kush, here
all
for
that.
His Uncle Shala.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. Here's Drake. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Grips on your way. That was J. Cole, No Role Models. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Our guy. We ain't seen him in a minute.
He's not even a special guest anymore. That's just our guy.
Yeah, our guy. Wiz Khalifa.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hammering.
My born day next week.
The roof.
My born day next week. I know you bought me some nice Khalifa Kush.
I got you.
I need it for my cataracts.
I got you. You got cataracts?
I don't know.
My eyes been really good lately. So
I bet they have.
Yeah.
I was telling them that I smoked with you.
Mm-hmm.
I took only 3 pulls, and I was like, I couldn't feel my. I was trying to be real quiet.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't feel anything. I was nervous. I was like, I can't feel my arm.
I'm gonna die.
I can't feel my legs.
Yeah.
And I purposely took an Uber because I knew I was like, I don't want to have to drive or anything, so I knew.
But KK does that. You should just listen to some music.
Now, the other day, Angela, you reported that you and Popcorn was going back and forth.
But I also reported that it was just a reggae clash.
Was it real? Yeah, it was a clash, yeah.
But it wasn't real.
You can't be telling men to get hand.
Hey, Pop-Tart, I know you gave Drake a hand for that drop, but that wasn't a real dub.
We want one right there.
We're seeing. That wasn't a real dub. That was a drop. That wasn't a dub. I could play his album too, motherfucker. Hey, he gave me a drop too, motherfucker.
That was a little too far.
Yeah,
it was funny.
Too far with.
It was funny. No, I didn't take it too far.
That's like your mama joke. Like you go there, you be like, your mother be like, oh, that's too far.
Your mama
nah.
dead. My mama dead.
Come on now.
You call them Pop Tart.
You told me to jerk Drake off, bro. So was it real or was it a? That's what we were trying to figure out. Was it real or what do they call it? Mashing?
Clashing? No, I was in the spirit. My mom said the best thing. She was like, when you're in battle, you can't be peace king. You got to be war king.
That's what your mom said?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So who won the battle?
They won.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you was in they, on their turf anyway, though,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Yeah, we were all, it's what it is Sound Clash is like two DJs or I guess crews up against DJs, each yeah. other. This was a culture clash. Mm-hmm. So it was the reggae dance hall, and then there was like UK, like garage, mm-hmm. and then there was grime. And then there was us doing hip hop. So mm-hmm. it was like different genres going up against each other. We was repping for the hip hop.
How do you keep the crowd from getting hostile though? Because once you tell my hometown hero that he's jerking another man, I'm gonna start throwing stuff at you.
For real?
But they know I what mean, it is.
It
yeah,
was like,
it.
The whole competition was set up for us to go at each other.
Gotcha.
We made songs specifically saying we were gonna kill them.
Oh wow.
Right.
Okay.
<All right. laughs> Yeah, so like it was just part of it.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I was surprised because usually Wiz is the peaceful guy. If somebody says something about him, you kind of just ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
When you and Kanye was going through it, you was like, F that.
He got on Yeezy boots right now, though.
Does he? No.
No.
He made me look like, no.
Nah.
What made you say F that and go at him? Because usually you're not that person.
He went after the kid. Come on,
no,
man.
I don't feel like I really went at him.
It was a misunderstanding, though, because you weren't even talking about anything to do with him, and then he just jumped off the roof and started talking crazy, and he was just wrong.
Like, that was his bad.
Right, it was his bad.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's important to speak up because he was talking a little reckless.
He brought up the kid. Once you bring up the kid, all gloves are off, bro. You know, we might have, we got to, that's a fade. That's a fade.
Yeah, you might only five
that's
minutes.
That's a fade. That's a friendly fade.
Did y'all speak after that?
On the phone.
Did y'all squashed it out and everything? Was he apologetic?
Yeah, he apologized. I wouldn't necessarily say it squashed, though, because, like, when you see him talk about it, it doesn't add up to what he said to me on the phone.
Right.
So I just.
You just don't really like him. That's all.
You said that.
Right.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Who would, like, in that situation?
Yeah, that's
in that situation,
sense.
Who would?
Yeah, you can't bring up the kids. Anything, yeah. Anything but the kids.
Yeah.
I saw Black and Yellow just went 6 times platinum.
Yeah. It was like 4 and then it just went to 6. Thank you for streams being counted, for record sales, checks coming in. They had to stall my See You Again check because they was like, wait, whoa.
I hated See You Again.
Why?
Because it's depressing as hell. See
song.
You Again is like the 2016 Man in the Mirror.
Like with
by Michael Jackson.
That's good.
Those songs make my eyes water. I'm like, turn that off.
It was
we don't
want
to
hear that.
We need
that
to be
right
more
now.
In touch with those emotions. Charlie.
No. Like, I'm like, why do they play this song all the time? There's no reason.
On,
I guess somebody's always dying, but damn.
Yeah.
If you ain't going through that, I'm like, yeah. I don't want to hear it.
Somebody's always dying. Now, you know,
you have cool. to perform that over and over.
Yep.
It don't make you feel a way?
You
like,
don't cry at all?
Not on that one, nah. You ever heard When I'm Gone, the song from Rolling Papers?
Mm-hmm.
I cry when I perform that. But nah, not on See You Again. I like that song.
What made you write that record, though?
It's for Fast and Furious.
Yeah, it's for Fast and Furious.
Oh, so it wasn't personal? It was just...
I mean, of course it's personal, but like I definitely like brought a lot of the movie into it. Just the theme of moving on, you know, losing something but still moving on.
Oh, so you didn't know it was going to be a smash?
Mm-mm.
You said never expected it. Wow.
So you wrote it, did it, here's the
soundtrack.
Nah, because
the crazy thing about movie songs is you never know how it's going to end up. Mm. You never know what the final product is going to be. It's not like when I write one of my own songs, I write the verse, I write the hook, I'll sequence it, and that's it.
Mm.
But with a movie song, they kind of give you a lot of direction, and they're like, write one verse, write a pre-hook, keep this here, change that.
Right.
We might add this person. We might add that person. So there were 3 other people on the song before it was done. Swear to goodness, like 3 big names. I don't even want to say who they were because that's my song, nigga.
were they hip hop?
So they
artists?
Picked yours.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
So they picked yours.
They kicked them off.
Wow.
Oh, so it was 3 verses.
Yeah, done.
Wow.
So yeah, that's how movie songs work.
I know they. Like,
oh, them niggas hot. They're hot.
They say stuff to you about it?
Nah. No.
You got two records that
it's
you
not
can...
It's not your decision, so it's
hey,
not
I
like
ran
this.
Off with that one. That's mine.
You got at least two records that you can perform forever. As long as the Steelers win, you can always do Black and Yellow. Yep. Mm-hmm. And as long as people die, you can do See You Again.
Yep. That's and now right. I could do Wiz Khalifa High because of Fetty Wap.
Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
Did he play you that song before he put it out?
I was lurking on Instagram and I seen it because I'm still like really into the internet. Mm-hmm. Randomly seen him singing it in his car. I was like, that song is hard.
Yeah.
And then he made it his single, so it was cool.
Everybody thought you was on it. Everybody says
you should do it.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do a verse.
Hold on. I'm retarded. Wiz not on that record. Hold on. I thought it was Fetty Wap featuring Wiz Khalifa.
Was the longest time I did too.
It's not.
That's what's so incredible about it though,
because
it's really a
man. No, radio stations have been saying Fetty Wap featuring Wiz Khalifa. I know I'm not crazy.
I stopped saying it though, like a couple weeks.
That was Envy saying it.
I was saying it like a couple weeks ago.
Radio stations.
Yes, that's the joint where he did the video in the high school. I just thought you couldn't make the video.
Nah.
Wow.
Are y'all cool like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Do you get paid from that?
I don't think so. I don't want no money from that.
Yeah.
Well, that's another black man. That's a black man helping another black man.
That's kind of like, I mean, you kind of young to be getting dedication records so
early. That's awesome. That's why I say, like, you know, really, I'm showing, like, respect to him because it takes a lot to, you know, put somebody up there like that. I mean, a lot of people will come up to me and tell me who I am for our generation. I won't say it out loud. I let my work speak, you know what I'm saying? But for somebody to come along and, you know, show me some love like that, it's tight.
All right, well, we got more with Wiz Khalifa when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Give me the light, Sean Paul. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Wiz Khalifa in the building now, Yee.
What's the funniest thing that happened to you recently while you were high?
I seen a girl fall out of her shoes.
What?
I mean, her shoes are too big for her.
Nah, we was in the club, and like literally, she passed me the joint. I go to pass it back. She's not there. And I looked down, and her shoes were still there.
She's not there.
So I'm like, I didn't know whether she like got up or left.
How do you know she even really existed?
Dog. I don't know. Like, she vaporized or something. So I pulled my phone out, like, you know, they got the light on the phone, so I'm flashing it.
Like,
and then I put it on the floor, and I was like, oh, man.
See?
She went down.
So what happened to her? She was down there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
see, I know what happened. She couldn't feel her legs. Remember I said I couldn't feel my legs?
She was on her back. I was like, Breeze, I'm sorry, man. Can you please? He was like, it's cool. And he picked her up, and then, like, her arms just went, like noodles.
That's why Bill Cosby likes him.
Hey.
Stop it.
Now, why did you use the Steph Curry pick for More and More?
I liked how that girl was looking at him.
We call her a vaginal scammer. You know she's in New York right now because the NBA draft.
You don't know if that's why she's here.
Man, why would she come all the way from Oakland and just be randomly
just
walking
the,
through
the
New
look
York?
In her eye, like, that's a soul that roams this earth.
We call that a vaginal scammer.
It's true.
But the song don't got nothing to do with that, though. It's about legalizing weed.
It's just a good picture for the moment.
Yep.
Now,
was that you shooting your shot, bro?
Mm-mm.
You sure? You in her DMs?
I don't got to talk to that girl. I just like how she was looking at him.
It's a good look.
I want a girl to come to my show and look at me like that.
I'm sure they do.
Come on, man.
Look at a picture of it.
But, like, you know, we need motivation, inspiration.
Now, for everybody out there, there's a lot of people who have issues with, like, their baby mama, their baby daddy. But you and Amber Rose have managed to come together. It seemed like at first it was going to be real rocky. Mm-hmm. But now you guys are friends.
Yeah.
And you love each other. How did you get to that point?
Yeah, how did you get a divorce and then party and then celebrate in the club together?
Yeah. Well, we weren't really celebrating our divorce in the club together, but I just kind of had to boss up. It took a lot of me just, like, knowing myself and being myself and reacting to the situation how I would. As soon as I started doing that, then things started working out in my favor.
But you was in your feelings? You was in your feelings at first?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
You know, like, that's my baby's mom. That was my wife. Like, if a lot of people, if they just break up with their girlfriend, they're beefing. You know what I mean? And that's all we know is, like, as a guy, is like, that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, immediately. You know what I mean?
But you did say some things on songs and everything that she didn't appreciate.
I mean, yeah, I mean, people go through, anybody would do that, whether you're a rapper or high school or whatever. Like, that's what you do when you go through a breakup. It was just different for us because people was looking at us on TV. Mm-hmm. But the moment that I realized, like, dude, just be you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, react to it how you would. Like, you know, you're a cool dude. Like, don't worry about it. It'll work itself out. And then that's when I started really realizing, like, the love that was still there, you know what I mean? And that's really all that we kind of focus on. And, you know, we have little situations where it's kind of like, it could get there, but just knowing that we're not going to take it there, I think that's the best part. I don't know. We got more restraint. You know what I mean? Having that distance really helped. Not saying that we needed it, but it's like, I'm just glad that we have that restraint and we're able to get through situations and be productive in life. And going to the strip club, that was just something that was really fun.
That's just great advice. It's great advice for other people, I feel like, who can't get to that point with someone they at one point were in love with and they have children together. Mm-hmm. It is great advice for other people to just be yourself and think about how would I react to certain things.
Why not wait a while? Like, wait and see if things can reconcile.
What?
If you still think it's love.
Before you get divorced?
Yeah.
Because she still loves you.
She wants your sperm.
Yeah, definitely.
She said she wants your
sperm for another child.
Yeah.
Would you consider that?
Don't make a good breed.
Yeah, nah, I mean, you know, that's my baby's mom. That's who I would love to, you know, continue having a family with. It's just the relationship part, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, it's not easy to just be like, oh, I'm get along with this person, so we're married. Take years. We didn't take that time. As far as, like, the marriage, that is over, but us still building and getting to know each other, that's going to last forever. I'm happy with that.
Did it piss you off when you saw her, like, with other guys? Whether it was Machine Gun Kelly or James Harden, whoever?
Nah. It didn't piss me off. You don't want to see your ex, like, talking crazy and stuff like that, but we was in an emotional time, and behind closed doors, she would always tell me, like, well, you know I'm just doing that to hurt you, right? And I would be like, I understand, but you ain't got to really do all of that. So conversations like that really helped. Right. It was better for us because we had more of an understanding than anybody on the outside did. So we were able to, like, mend the situation.
But you were doing your thing, too.
Yeah.
You didn't do it publicly, though.
We seen with a porn star one time, I think.
You seen me with a porn star?
Yeah.
They said there was a sex tape.
Who does porn?
There was a sex tape and you had to block it.
But she was out with, like, quote-unquote high-profile people. You was just, you know, chilling with some randoms.
What about being friends with somebody? Like, I always thought you and Machine Gun Kelly were cool.
Uh-huh.
Does that make you not be cool with him
anymore?
That's
a little weird now. That's a little weird.
I mean, is that violating?
Instantly, that instantly makes two people go their separate ways. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a violation of guy code.
Yeah, I can't do a song with you anymore.
It's just a parting of ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not even with MGK, though, with baby mom. It's like, all right, come on now.
Nah, she's going to be my baby's mom forever.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. I can't part with her. We got an understanding. But there is no understanding there.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, when you saw the tweet about Amber sticking fingers in Kanye's butt, mm-hmm. did you giggle?
I was crying. Did I hear that story before?
Yes, you did.
Well, you said it. I didn't say it. But, like, that's my wife.
Yeah, you dig what I'm saying?
So it's like, she tells me everything.
So how does she just bring up violating another rapper, sodomizing another rapper?
Well, he brought up
how
my son.
Why do you say sodomizing like that?
It is sodomizing.
No. I'm saying when she's talking to you about it.
Oh, talking to me about it? Well, I never said that she told me about that. I just said she tells me everything.
Got you.
Yeah. So it's like,
words in his mouth.
Yeah, whatever she tells me is just like in conversation, in the comfort of our own home. I'm not going to tell nobody. She's not going to tell nobody. It's our business.
It could have been like, hey, so-and-so likes this, you want to try.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I was thinking. She tried it with you, and you was like, who you ever did that to?
Nah.
Kanye does it.
You know. I'm just saying.
With guys,
you know when they're like that or
they
not.
Like the pretty brown eye being poked.
Right. You know who you can go there with and who you can't go there with.
You do know because they, first of all, they do certain things. Like, right. They try to shift their butt onto your, you know, they do certain things.
There's certain
or
signs that.
Or if you're giving them performing oral sex, they try to, like, lift up.
So nah, when you read the tweet, did you just start laughing and call her? Like,
yeah. I was like, yo. Yeah, it was crazy.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you bring it up to Kanye when you talked to him on the phone?
I kind of put it in the perspective of there's certain things you say and there's certain things you don't say. Because he's one of them people where he's like, I just want to get my point across. So I'm like, that's cool, but it's all about how you get your point across. Mm-hmm. That was more my message.
And plus, he was just wrong.
He was dead wrong.
It was, KK had nothing to do with him or anything.
Yeah.
That was the dumbest.
That was the funniest.
That's when I realized Kanye didn't know.
Yeah, he does not listen to Wiz's music. He don't know what Khalifa Kush is.
All right, we got more with Wiz Khalifa when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Bryson Tiller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Wiz Khalifa is in the building now. Charlamagne?
Now, it's interesting. You haven't really branched out outside of music, like as far as like TV, things like that. And I know people will be coming at you. And you even told TMZ you tapping out of TV. What does that mean?
It's just TV is kind of small. I'm doing more voiceovers and cartoons and definitely putting out just music. I really focus on my music, my two projects that I got, Rude Awakening with Juicy and Khalifa, and I'm working on Rolling Papers too, but that keeps me busy. You know what I mean? I really don't got time to be trying to be like this.
You did that cowboy movie though.
Oh, shut up.
How high were you?
Yeah, I did that for Amber. I did that for Amber.
You were either really in love or really high.
They're really in love.
I did that for Amber, 100%.
Are you going to be on her new talk show?
I might show up. Yeah, like as a special guest real quick. It would kind of be corny if I didn't.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
To show you, and you've been tweeting out and showing your support for the show. Also.
Yeah.
You love her, man.
Yeah, that's my dog.
I just want to say, why you just don't wait? Like,
I'm doing the right thing, man. I got her holding it down. You know, I'm out living my life.
Yeah.
I can do what I want to do.
You miss being married? I mean, me and Evie married. I love the stability of it.
Nope.
But you're still young, though. You're 20, what?
28. Oh, I'll be 29 this year.
He probably doesn't miss, like, arguments and all of that and, you know.
No.
You don't miss the cuddle, though.
What was the best thing about being married?
I cuddle.
Oh, you still cuddle?
Don't cuddle with these random-ass girls. You're going to end up on YouTube.
Hey, I'm a lover.
Aww.
Now, what was the best thing about being married, just in general?
It was cool being married to her. I don't know about being married, but it was cool being married
to her. I'm sure having Baby Bash was, was cool.
I mean, we would have had him without marriage. Marriage sucks. Like,
really? Why, man? No, it don't. Don't say that.
You just
see,
ready,
man.
Why you keep saying it sucks?
Because y'all don't understand the difference between loving somebody forever and being married. You don't gotta be married. You go to a thing and sign something to get married.
So marriage is the reason that married?
Both of ours, because that's how you're raised to think that you're supposed to get married. But in all actuality, like, if you have a family and somebody that you care for or love for, or even just take ownership and embrace your own life, and this is bigger than rap, bigger than celebrities, this is spiritual, this is has to do with the universe. You embrace your own path, and then you walk on that path for your whole life. And then the decisions that you make in between are just things that you learn from. You know what I mean? But the end is the end. And that's what a real marriage is. It's the end. It's not these 10 years that we was together, because as soon as you get divorced, the marriage is over.
I agree with you. I don't think marriage, if you don't feel like you want to get married, you shouldn't have to.
It lasts forever.
You can be with somebody forever and not get married.
It lasts like the forever. Idea of marriage, not the business of it.
Right.
Business
of like marriage. Being a family and stuff like that is totally what you're supposed to do. But actually being married, that's the reason I had to give her $1 million. She got me for the rest of her life. She's going to get more than $1 million. But people look at it as, oh, they broke up. $1 million. That's what marriage does. And make something that was official unofficial.
Now, we discussed that. I don't feel like you should have to give $1 million and pay $17,000 a month if you already taking care of your child. We know you take care of your son.
That's right? Marriage.
That is ridiculous.
That's the business part of it.
That's the business part of
and
it.
That's
because,
what you hate.
Yeah, I mean, and that protects women as well, because if I was a douche, you know, after we got divorced, I wouldn't take care of her and my son. But everybody knows, like, me and my style. She can get anything. Ain't nobody gonna take care of her better than I am, regardless of child support or whatever that is. That's a real marriage. That's real love.
And what's good about Amber is that at least she works and she has makes her own money and she's out there grinding.
Absolutely.
She's not just sitting around like, I need Wiz to take care of me.
Yeah, nah, I mean,
she can take care of you too.
Hopefully.
You a good guy to get vaginally scammed. Because you're making a lot of money on tours.
Oh, vaginally scam. You be using some crazy words, yo.
Them vaginal scammers is out here,
vaginally
bro.
Vaginally scam.
Like, you won the watch.
I guess, you know.
Wiz is a nice guy. Wiz is a nice guy who makes great music, period. That's what it is.
Cut the small talk. How am I going to get this weed out the car? You said you got the Khalifa Kush in the car. You want me to send somebody down?
You don't got, like, a runner?
I do. Yes, I do.
I got you.
Okay.
Send them to me.
And you know what, too? I want to shout the burner.
Oh,
Burner.
Man, I didn't even say Burner the whole time.
Your guy Burner, man. He always.
Dang. Yo, shout out to Burner. Shout out to you. Because I definitely keep leaving Burner's name out. Burner is Taylor Gang.
I like the Trap God joint with Gucci, though.
Yeah, he does. Man, shout out to Burner, man. My bad, Burn.
Did you know that Gucci's a clone? And
I was going to ask y'all if y'all believe that. Y'all really think that that's the Gucci clone?
It's possible.
I don't even smoke weed, so? And I don't believe that. Come on.
You think so?
What do you think?
What you think?
I think it's possible, man.
I think you a clone because you got new tattoos. How about that? You didn't have that relief before.
Why would they clone Gucci Man?
Hey, that's what I said yesterday.
Because he has a great ear for music. It's like, you ever seen Pet Sematary?
Yeah.
And they bury the pets in the cemetery and then they come back and then.
But you can't clone somebody's ear.
It's a Gucci, you know, they
like you
want
can't
some
be like
music.
Like if you get a clone, you know there's missing
clone you
like
with.
There's missing pieces like to the original, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, ice cream cone.
You clone Steve Jobs.
So like you might clone me and I might be like super lazy.
But then you also have a lot of great things about you.
Are we having a fake conversation about clones right now? Is that what we're doing right now?
Where's you ever met stoner? A clone? This is a one.
Have I met a clone? Yeah, I think I met some clones before.
See?
Really?
So there's clones amongst us.
For sure. But they're definitely like levels behind the original version. Mm-hmm. So Gucci wouldn't have his necessarily like his good ear if he was
but
clone.
He might.
You think so?
It's possible.
You
we
sure
don't
how would a clone be able to like judge good
like
music?
You smoke some of that right now, right?
How would a clone be able to judge good music? Because he's never been here before.
That is a fact.
But that's maybe a nice virgin ear.
Oh,
so he's coming
Lord,
into
have
it.
Mercy.
I'm confused. I'm confused.
What? With no judgment.
I'm confused.
No,
like an alien.
No, yeah. And it just sounds good. Instead
what
of me saying, okay, the marketing,
about?
This and that.
Give me some of that
It's the
smoke.
Gucci clone. It just sounds good.
Gucci clone.
I can vibe
hey, man,
to it.
When you going to clone Gucci rolling clone. Papers and put it out when you going to clone rolling papers and put it out as rolling papers too fine?
What?
Wiz Khalifa's clone, ladies and gentlemen.
The new single is out right now. Make sure you get it. You can hit it on iTunes.
Yeah, get Khalifa.
Sure, streaming and all that other stuff.
Get Rude Awakening. Man, get Gucci Clone.
All right. Not the Gucci Cologne, Gucci Clone. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. It's Wiz Khalifa.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Angela
Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, there's been so much happening now with people putting out different television shows based on the O.J. Simpson trial that the former prosecutor Chris Darden was on The View. He also recently released a new book. It's called In Contempt.
Okay, this is getting crazy. This is getting like slave movies now.
And he talked about the gloves, you know, the famous gloves that O.J. Simpson tried on during the trial. Check out what he said.
I stood there with him. I let him put those gloves on. And why not? They're his gloves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's no doubt. There are pictures of him wearing those same gloves. His blood is in those gloves. The blood of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown are in those gloves. And the gloves fit the same way they'd always fit him.
He was struggling mighty hard.
You know, he's a better actor than I thought he was.
Yeah.
Now, I'm trying to figure out what is the current obsession with O.J. Simpson. I mean, don't get me wrong. I loved the 30 for 30 doc. I didn't think I would, but I did. But why? Why now?
I'm not sure what's happening right now, but it has revived a lot of stuff. Now, he also talked about he's heard a lot of theories about swelling and excuses and reasons for why the glove didn't fit. He said, maybe I'm in denial, but when I look, the gloves fit. He also said that he got a lot of backlash from the black community for prosecuting OJ. He said he just wanted a fair trial. He didn't want it to be a race trial. He just wanted it to be a fair trial. Here is more of what he had to say about OJ Simpson.
We heard that he confessed to Rosie Greer during the trial.
I honestly thought that OJ got off because Johnny Cochran had bars. When he hit him with the, you know, if it don't fit, you must acquit. Come to find out, Johnny Cochran didn't even write that bar.
He didn't write it?
No.
Who
it came
it?
From somebody else while they was having a meeting.
Really?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right. Well, now let us discuss Fat Joe and Big Pun's widow, Liza Rios. They have finally settled. She had filed a lawsuit a couple of years ago against Fat Joe. She was asking for more than $1 million because she said she struck a deal with Fat Joe. They were going to split any money that was made by Big Pun after he passed away. But she said despite that deal, she hadn't received any money since 2005. Well, fortunately, the parties have settled. Now, the terms of the settlement are confidential, but one royalty expert says that Big Pun was supposed to get, his family was supposed to get more than $2 million based on information provided. So I'm glad they settled that, though, and didn't actually end up having to go through a lengthy court battle. All right. Now, you know the BET Awards are going down this weekend in L.A. Well, it turns out that strip clubs are flying in some of the hottest strippers because there's so much demand. And they anticipate making more than $500,000 just for this weekend, thanks to all of the rappers who have keen interest on getting these strippers.
Yeah, it's only one of the weekends that strippers make money anymore throughout the whole year.
What are some of the other weekends?
Nah, they do.
Probably
BET July weekend,
Hip-Hop Awards weekend.
All-Star weekend.
Yeah, All-Star weekend, stuff like that.
The holidays, 4th of July weekend, Labor Day.
Imagine having to fly all the way from Atlanta to L.A. just to go make that $5,000, man. Oof. Lord have mercy. Stay in school, kids.
All right. Well, you know, the BET Awards are going to be on Sunday, and they have all kinds of things happening starting yesterday, as a matter of fact, with the BET Experience. And that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
You know, I was watching this story develop online yesterday, and I really didn't know what was going on, but I paid a little attention thanks to thedailybeast.com. And I need Ian Connor to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with this young lad.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the day for Friday, June 24th, goes to a fashion stylist and Tumblr guy named Ian Connor. I think he's a rapper. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what this young man does. Ian Connor.
He's a stylist.
Okay. So he doesn't rap?
I don't think so. I think he's a stylist, and he styles like Kanye and a bunch of other people.
That's it. I've seen his name online, and I see he receives support from artists like Kanye, like you just said, and ASAP Rocky. But I really don't know what this kid does. In fact, he's come across my radar probably three times, and that's in reference to the artist I just named and in reference to alleged rape allegations. And more recently, yesterday, when for whatever reason, people decided to treat him like a hip-hop pinata, and just beat on him and see what falls out. Okay, I saw a young man named ASAP Bari snuff Ian Connor, and I saw a young man named Curran Frost administering some discipline to Ian Connor in the form of a bunch of rabbit punches. Okay, it all started yesterday when video emerged of Ian Connor throwing a so-called punch at Thelopius London's chest in a Paris store. Now, I say so-called punch because this has to be the weakest punch I've ever seen thrown in my life. I'm talking Mike Tyson punch out Glass Joe status, okay? It looked like...
Damn, it looked bad.
It looked like the Lopius's heart stopped and nobody had a... what do they call them things? Defibrillator? What do they call them?
Defibrillator.
Yeah. Nobody had one of those. So Ian decided to use his fist to get Mr. London's heart going again. Clear! It was terrible, okay? Now, the reason he threw the punch is because the Lopius accused Ian Connor of being a dirty rapist. In fact, he tweeted yesterday, Ian Connor is a dirty rapist who tried to hide dirty boxes under my sink in order to cover up two rape charges already added to the 10 you got. Yes, allegedly, Ian Connor has been accused of rape by seven women. It's accusations by a young woman named Malika Anderson who wrote a blog detailing how Ian Connor raped her in October 5th of 2014, and she expressed her frustration with the police after reporting the situation. She wrote, I am speaking now because my case is basically closed, and I know that I did not want to have sex with Ian Connor. He raped me, end quote. Another woman named Jean, how you pronounce that, Doe, D-E-A-U-X, claimed that Connor raped her as well, and a total of seven women and counting have since come forward saying that they have been raped by Ian Connor. But he hasn't yet been formally charged with a crime. Now, the reason Ian Connor is getting donkey of the day is not because he got snuffed by ASAP Bari yesterday, or because the other guy, Curran Frost, jumped on him, or because he threw a punch that looked like he heard the Lopius coughing and decided to use his own fist to beat on Mr. London's chest to help him clear his esophagus. The reason Ian Connor is getting donkey of the day is because if you've been accused of rape seven times, you can't be tweeting and deleting things like this. And salute to thedailybeast.com for having screenshots of these tweets that go back as far as 2013. Tell me what these sound like to you, Angela Yee. Ian Connor, who has been accused of rape seven times, tweeted, "If I give you oral pleasure,
there you go,
or buy you something, you have no choice but to F me. I'm as serious as can be with this one."
That sounds absolutely ridiculous, like you're a rapist.
Okay. Ian also tweeted, "Sometimes I spend money on sex, sometimes I don't. Either way, I get my sex." He also tweeted, "It ain't easy being Ian Connor. Just like it ain't easy slipping off a too small condom in the middle of sex without her knowing.
What?
Young man, young brother, young lad. I don't know if you raped any of these women or not, but I do know these tweets aren't helping your cause at all, okay? And if you have actually committed these sex crimes, then you are a whole fool for tweeting things like, if I buy you something or give you oral pleasure, you have no choice but to F me. I know some of you may not think that's rape, but as soon as you tell a young woman she has no choice but to F you, as soon as you take away her power of choice, sorry to inform you all, but that's rape. So, you know, I don't know if you actually committed these rapes or not, but I do know you deserve to get your ass whipped for these tweets. And from what I saw yesterday, ASAP Bari and Curran Frost did exactly that. Give Ian Connor the biggest hee-haw, please. Whoever the hell this guy is, don't know him, doesn't seem like a person I need to know.
I think he styles like the ASAP mob too and whatever. But yeah, for you to even put something like that on Twitter, whether or not you've ever done any of those things is disgusting.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Yeah, I never understood the obligation that men feel women have when we do something nice for them.
What you mean, like pay for dinner or something like that?
Yeah, you pay for dinner. And even when you use that old trick, hey, just let me lick it. Even when you do that, that don't guarantee you that you're going to get the poom poom.
You use that.
Yes, I have. All men have. Don't act like you've never told a girl, just let me lick
it. No, I've never told a girl that. But,
I said men.
You should try it.
Envy, you never use that one?
No.
Stop it.
You use the just the tip.
Oh, you know. Drop one of Clues Bombs for the just the tip and damn it.
All you right. Do that.
Yeah, of course we've asked that one. Who hasn't?
Yo, you are a perv, yo.
But that doesn't mean that she's obligated to have sex with me just because she's allowed
me to
do
that. It's okay to be thirsty. It's not okay to be a rapist.
There you go.
Yes, ye. Wow.
Goodness gracious.
That sounds like a bad senior quote.
Okay. All right. Well, let's thank you for that donkey today. Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Ladies, do you feel obligated to have sex with a man after he does something for you nice? And fellas, if you do something nice for a lady, take her out to eat, buy her something nice, do you feel like you should have sex? She's obligated to give you some. 800-585-1051.
Is this even a question? Hey, this is a good question, man, because there's a lot of girls putting plane emojis on Twitter today because they're flying out to the BET Awards. You know what he's flying you out for, so you need to know what you're getting yourself into.
800-585-1051. Ladies, if somebody's flying you out right now, maybe to the BET Awards, when you land, are you obligated to give them some?
And that my period on thing, that ain't flying.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning, his Hov. Bryson Tiller Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Fellas, if you pay for something for a woman, you pay for a flight, you pay for dinner, you pay for some jewelry, do you think that you should be able to get sex?
Yes, this comes from a filthy-ass tweet that Ian Connor, who's been accused of rape 7 times, by the way, he tweeted out, if I give you oral pleasure or buy you something, you have no choice but to F me.
That's crazy. Now, ladies,
you definitely have a choice.
Well. Ladies, we're asking, do you feel obligated to have sex with a man after he does something for you? Now, Yee.
Absolutely not. First of all, in life in general, you do things because you want to. You don't do things expecting to get something in return.
No, most people do things to get something in return.
You'll be disappointed a whole lot if things don't happen the way that you want them to. But if you do something nice for somebody, take them out, spend some money, no woman is ever obligated. I don't care if you take her on vacation, take her on a trip. It does not matter what you do. She is not obligated to have sex with you. And you're not obligated to keep on talking to her after that.
Angela is absolutely right. A woman is not obligated, but women have to understand what a man is expecting when they do certain things like that for you. You know, I've had stories of homegirls who have flew out to go kick it with guys, and then, you know, they didn't have sex with the guy, or they got there and said their period was on, then the guy got mad and canceled the ticket. Or in extreme cases, I had one homegirl who a guy actually beat up. Really? Flew her all the way to Vegas and beat her up. Now, this guy is absolutely dead wrong.
Absolutely.
But women have to know what guys are expecting when they do these things.
There should be no but at the end of that. I mean, you shouldn't be obligated to give anybody anything.
For sure.
Not listen, ladies,
for
if you don't like a guy at all, period, you're not attracted to him, then don't fly out
pay
just for a free trip. But
that's true.
It doesn't matter. Even if you do that, you are not obligated to do anything that you want to do, don't want to do. But just make sure that you're able to get home and you have some money or whatever it is that you
need. That's true. That's
for real. You don't want to be stuck.
That's real. And a man should have no expectation.
Right.
When you're young as a man, you do think, okay, I'm doing this for this woman and she's supposed to do this for me. Because, you know, we came up in the whole tricking era. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It ain't tricking. If you got it, you spend a little dough. You know what I'm I'm saying? You get a little poom poom.
If a lot of times it's the man's last dollar, so they think they gonna come up.
I know a guy who left a girl in the hallway without her pads.
Well, Charlamagne, that was Charlamagne's playing days, though. That was his playing days.
And wouldn't let her
days.
Back in the room. She didn't even have car fare to get to the airport.
For the record, that had nothing to do with her not wanting to give out poom poom. That had to do with the fact she was acting like a bitch to my friends. Mm. She was acting like a bitch towards Angela Yee. She was acting like a bitch towards... Because I wasn't even messing with this girl. This wasn't even a girl I was messing with.
You flew out?
She
stayed
in the room, but you wasn't messing with her? No, I did not. She was a friend. I did not fly her out of
nowhere. She was acting rude to me, to my friend Sasha.
Yes.
To everybody.
Word up. So I told her, yo, you got...
And she had a period.
Word up. So, you know, therefore you get locked out of rooms. It had nothing to do with the fact she wasn't trying to have sex.
So you wasn't paying for a hotel after that?
No way, Jose.
And she took a shower with a bathing suit on.
She took a shower with a bathing suit on?
Mm-hmm.
How old was she?
I have no idea. I don't know what Angela Yee's talking about, honestly.
Let's go
truthfully speaking.
Hello, who's this?
Brittany.
Hey, Brittany. Now, do you feel obligated to have sex with a man after he does something nice for you?
No, not at all. Not even pay my rent.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yes. Actually, just a couple of days ago, we went out to Buffalo Wild Wings, and the guy asked me to stay the night. First date out. Stay the night. Can you get some? Are you crazy? You spent $50, like...
Yeah. Buffalo Wild Wings is a little more than $6. Yeah.
Tell them, a vaginal scammer like you is not putting out for $50 in no
Buffalo
Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings ain't no vaginal scamming, okay? That is a first date.
She's a low-level scammer. She's a low-level scammer. You're a low-level vaginal scammer.
Thank you, mama. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Todd from Pittsburgh, living now in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Todd. Now, you take a woman out, is she obligated to give you some?
Absolutely not. Reason why, I don't believe in tricking. Women are prostitutes, and, you know, I don't need to buy you something to get some. I think I'm good looking enough to get it.
Hey, hold on, yeah, let's be clear. It's not tricking if she's worth it, my brother.
Nah, brother. But you got to understand, Charlamagne. Like, I understand, like, they say there's no finance or romance. Well, if you broke, that means saying you ain't going to get no romance, man. It's a thing called game. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's mutual, then you don't got to buy nothing, man. Y'all in it for each other. I mean... All that, you got to buy something like this, you know, that's a contract.
I don't have no game. It's just some women understand my story. I don't believe in that whole game thing. Either a woman like you or she don't, my brother.
Well, 800-585-1051. Lady, do you feel obligated to have sex with a man if he does something nice for you, pays for your dinner, buys you something, flies you out? And fellas, if you fly a woman out, do you think, hey, she got to give you something? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Designer Panda. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're opening up the phone lines and asking, ladies, do you ever feel obligated to have sex with a man after he does something nice for you? And fellas, do you think if you pay for a bill or pay for a dinner or buy some nice jewelry that a lady owes you? Now, this came from what story, Charlamagne?
This little filthy individual named Ian Connor, who's been accused of rape 7 times, he tweeted out, if I give you oral pleasure or buy you something, you have no choice but to F me, which is absolute hogwash. Okay.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hello, who's this? This is T. I'm kind of from Dayton, Ohio. I was actually dating a guy that I ended up marrying, and he would take me to some of the finest restaurants, and he would be like, look, if you order off of this side of the menu, we just eating. If you order off of this side of the menu, it's the F side of the menu.
Nah, drop one of the clues bombs for this player.
You know what's happening that night. So it was my choice if I'm going to not order off that side of the menu or just order off a menu where I'm just going to eat and he's just going to take me home. It's like we know if somebody flies us halfway across the country or take us on a trip and we don't make it clear in the beginning, is this just a companionship flight or am I coming because it's more than just you wanting my company?
Right.
Like, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. But that fool that tweeted all that silly stuff, that he's just like a rape waiting to happen in prison. Flat out.
Wow. You're right.
And one more thing I say, even if you do go out and you think something might happen, you are, women, allowed to change your mind and say, okay, I thought I liked him. Now we're out here. I don't like him, so I'm not going to do anything with him. You're never forced to feel like you owe anybody anything.
Girls got to be 100, though, and keep it real and say that. Yeah. Instead of making up excuses like my period's on and all that silly stuff like that. Just keep it 100 and be like, I'm not feeling you, bro.
But let me ask you a question, Ma. What side of the menu did you eat off of?
She married him. Clearly she ate off the
well,
side where she was giving up poom poom.
I ordered off the F side of the menu. There were times I just ordered just a regular meal. But here's the thing. If I even start... And I'm getting intimate with a guy. I feel like if I say no, stop, I'm done. Just stop. Just stop.
Yes.
Like, I mean.
And if you don't, that's rape. Stop. If the man don't stop, that's rape. But the best thing this guy did was give her a choice.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Hello, who's this?
This is Brittany from Queens.
Brittany, good morning now. We're talking now. Do you feel obligated to have sex with a man if he does something nice for you?
Yes. So one time I was dating this guy and I figured, you know, I'd give it a try. He really wasn't my type, but he liked me way more than I like him. Mm-hmm. And one day he had the house for himself. And I walk in, and he has this whole candlelit dinner set up for me. And the first thing that popped in my head was, damn, now I got to have sex with him. I was so upset.
So
now,
you did it.
Now, hold on. That was a nice gesture that you fell for. He wasn't, like, trying to, like, buy your poom-poom.
Like, he was into the expensive gifts. Like, I've been trying for a year, but I just could not like him. And he would get me, like, so many things. And it was to a point where I had to tell him, like, you know, I don't want all these things, but... So finally
he did something from the heart, like a candlelight dinner, and you fell for it. It's okay, I mean, boo.
It didn't work out.
Did you sleep with him more than once?
Yeah, but I couldn't fake it anymore.
Okay, damn. So no more gifts.
I mean, his pee-pee was little.
Yeah,
keep it real, his pee-pee was little.
All right. Well, thank you, Mama.
Oh, my God. His pee-pee, yes, it was.
I know. See, I knew it.
So what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is don't blame people for disappointing you. Blame yourself for expecting too much from them. There is no law that says just because you do something nice for a girl, she's obligated to have sex to you. And the other moral of the story is no means no, bro. If she tells you that she's not having sex with you, stop. Put a period on the end of that sentence.
All right. Now, we got rumors coming up?
Yes, Chris Brown. He was going at everybody. He was going at his ex-manager, also going at Carucci's manager. We'll tell you what he had to say. And Freddie Gibbs. Now, we told you about him being accused of rape. Well, we'll tell you an update on what's happening. This is all in Austria.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Chris Brown has been going in on Jacob York. Now, Jacob York is Carucci's manager.
Carucci!
Yes, he put on Instagram, Jacob York, Mr. I ain't fat, I got a condition.
I dropped one of Clues bombs for that
Chris
one.
This is stupid, yo.
Bacon bit cologne wearing ass, N-word. Ranch dressing lotion head ass. Bare necessities, extra recipe. I got the sugar face ass. Mr. I'll book you if you pay me in catering face ass. Daddy wasn't there face ass. This N-word fart in the front. Chief Queef couldn't wait for me to roast his ass so he could get some bookings. The shiniest piece of ish I know. You are welcome. Good day, sir. Enjoy your meal. Cyborg dope song game.
I don't have no problem with that. I don't like Jacob York neither.
Yeah, I'm aware.
He's a clown. I call him El Diabito.
El Diabito?
El Diabito. Oh.
I don't even understand what just happened. I guess he's never really liked Jacob York, and part of it could be because of him managing Carucci. I don't know exactly what it is, but he also put up another series of posts of pictures, and he says that he looks like if you turn Jacob York upside down, he looks like the ish emoji, the paludu emoji, and he just posted a lot of stuff. So I don't know exactly what happened that act is on, but I do know he has some issues.
I encourage all the fat shaming Chris Brown is doing to Jacob York. Drop one of Clues bombs for Chris Brown.
What we do know is that he has some issues with his former manager, Mike G. Now, Mike G says he was hired in 2012 to change Chris Brown's image, get him out of debt, and get him off drugs. But things did not go so well. At first, you know, he had a resurgence in his popularity, but then things turned bad last month. Mike G says that Chris Brown beat him up and attacked him without being provoked. So he said, rather than being remorseful, Chris Brown then went on social media and bragged to everybody about the beating. So now he is suing. He said that Chris Brown's rage was drug-fueled, and he is also concerned for retaliation from Chris Brown's gang member friends. Well, here's how Chris Brown responded.
Is getting mad and filing lawsuits because I fired them because they're stealing money. So, you're mad because you're no longer existent. It's all right. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm not finna entertain this petty shit. Because don't nobody come out clean in the shit throwing contest. And I could throw a big piece of shit. I'm talking about elephant shit mixed with donkey shit. Might even be a little bit of rabbit pebbles. So we're not going to play these games. I'm going to keep getting this money.
By the way, whoever that guy is, what's his name? Mike J?
Mike G.
If you was hired to clean up Chris Brown's image, you did a terrible job. So you do not deserve to get paid.
All right, now we told you about Freddie Gibbs. He was sent to jail in France. Allegedly, a woman is saying that he raped her in Austria last year. He has spent some time behind bars trying to figure out what the next step would be. So yesterday, they decided that they are going to extradite him to Austria. So we'll see what happens. There's a... I don't know what's going on with this whole situation.
I thought he got bail. I thought last week he had bail or something and was able to get out, I thought.
Well, he's trying to decide whether or not he's going to file an appeal for the extradition. They said his client is going to face these charges head on. He has no intention of escaping justice, whether it's French or Austrian. He decided to make bail. The reason Freddie decided to make bail was so he was opposed to the harsh transfer procedure. He wanted to freely hand himself over. So I guess he has to go there.
Okay.
To Austria himself.
Hold your head, Freddie Gibbs. It's my guy. Good dude right there, man.
All right, now, Nick Young and Iggy Azalea, they are having their breakup issues. You know, she moved out of the house, and we saw the car getting towed and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nick Young recently posted a video, and he is singing Drake's Redemption.
Oh, Lord.
Check it out.
He acting like he having a fall winter breakup. That's not how you're supposed to act when you having a summer breakup.
He actually fell on the floor while singing the song on purpose. Like, just collapsed.
Stop it, Nick. It's not fall or winter. This is a summer breakup. This is the best time to break up.
You want this old thing back, man.
Yeah, you get it back after the summer. You got every right to be a savage this summer.
No, somebody might scoop up Iggy. He might be too late. He want his old thing back.
Nah, Iggy ain't going nowhere.
All right.
Now, I ain't going to front now. If he can get somebody with a better contract, I encourage that.
See?
I do encourage that.
And maybe he was just being funny in the wake of the breakup. Maybe it was just, you know, I'm so heartbroken, but just joking. Who knows? All right, President Obama has called up the coach of the Cavaliers, and he is trying to get something to happen with J.R. Smith. Check it out.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Tell J.R. and everybody to put on a shirt, though.
Okay, I will. I definitely will.
Can't be just walking around without a shirt for life. Yeah. Not Shumpert taking off his shirt.
Yeah.
Not Reed taking off his shirt. Come on, man.
Well, the reason they didn't have shirts on because they in Cleveland and they couldn't buy none because everybody was at the damn parade, so all the stores were shut down.
Shut up.
All the Targets, all the Walmarts, they had no place to go buy a T-shirt.
I don't know if you've ever been to Cleveland, but their mall is incredible. They have, like, high-end stores.
Well, there's nobody there. In that mall shopping. That day at that parade. Everybody was at that parade.
Everybody there. 1.3 million people.
Cleveland mm-hmm. don't even have that many people in it.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to our family at Revolt. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Don't go anywhere. You want to hear something, 800-585-1051 or at DJ Envy on the gram and hit me with your request. You know it's Friday, so we throw it back. So whatever you want to hear, I got you. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.